The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
We discussed in the previous shiur in the idea that Egla Rufa, the whole process, the Bezdin, the Zikne Yerushalayim, the Zikne Ir, the whole Arum and Arum, the whole ceremony and everything surrounding the what went on by Egla Rufa is meant to give over. It's meant to symbolize a deep idea of a concept that has to do with a body that was left in disgrace, what it has to do with the Adoma, the stress in the Psukim is on the Adoma, the stress of the Kapora is on the Adoma, the Bezdin relates to that, the Medida is in the ground, it's a din in the ground. I want to bring out an interesting subject in Halacha that the Pesukim, the Rishonim, the Dei Acharonim discuss, that comes up which might... we might be able to add a little more insight into this subject with this type of discussion. There's a famous kasha that's asked by the Rash Mikinoim. Reb Shimshim Mikinoim is one of the Rishonim that's lesser known. He has a fascinating sefer, he's one of the later Rishonim, and he wrote a fascinating sefer called Sefer HaKrisus, which is not a sefer per se, not on halacha, not on shas. It's a sefer on methodology of learning shas. One of the first svarim of that genre that was written, the Sefer HaKrisus, and he discusses how to learn different sugyas and who the paskin like, and how to learn the midah shatar nichtav behem, the lamed beis midah shatar nichtav behem, and the yud gimel midah shatar nichtav behem. One of the things he discusses in different halakas, he asks an interesting kasha. His kasha is that if we can assume that at one point in the history of Klal Yisrael, there was one place in Eretz Yisrael where there actually was a din of Egla Rufa, and that the ceremony of Egla Rufa was carried out at least one time in the history of Klal Yisrael. Today, Lamaisa, we don't know where such an event took place. But if it did take place, if we could assume that one time over the 2,000 years it happened, over not 2,000 years, 1,500 years it did happen, then there's one place in Eretz Yisrael that's also Bahano. One is not allowed to plow, plant, and so on in that place. Look, why don't we say that Nesofik, every place in Eretz Yisrael should be also? Now, the obvious answer is that when we have a roiv, we have roiv places, we're not mechuyis to be choishish for one place, when obviously there's only one place, or two places, whatever it is, but certainly not a number of places where we have to be choishish. L'chor, the answer should be open and shut. Frek the Rash Mikinoin, that we can't say gobos a roiv, why? Because we have a klal. Whenever we find meat in the street, what's called perish menachanuiz, we find meat, nimtza boso beruchoiv, the halacha is that there we add up tztode hashayla, we have teisha chanuyos that are moicher basar shchuto, one chanus is moicher basar nevelo. The halacha is we assume that it came from the nine stores that are kosher, not from the one store that's not kosher. But the halacha is, let's say somebody bought meat in a store. He took meat from a store, he doesn't remember which one. Since the sofik wasn't on something that was found in the street, but the sofik was on something that was noilad. The sofik was noilad, meaning to say the origin of the suffix was in which store the meat originated. In that case, we look at the 9 and the 1 as two stodden that are equal. It's nasa kemechtzal mechtzal, the halachas we don't go basa roif. The rationale of this din is beyond the context of this shi. It's one of the classic dinim and shasen needs quite an exposition. In a simple sense, what it means is that if we find meat in the street, then there are 10 stodden. Because the question is, where did it come from? The question is, what is the meat? If the question is, what is the meat? So we have two tzadim. We have a kosher tzad, and we have a non-kosher tzad. There's 9 in the kosher side. There's 1 on the not-kosher side. 9 against 1 is a roif. The sofik is not what the meat is, but the sofik is, where did it come from? In that context, where did it come from? Every store is an equal tzad. There's no two tzadim, kosher, non-kosher, where there's 9 against 1. Every store is a possibility, in which case no tzad is better than the other. That's one possible explanation, which I heard from Hagoyin Rebifol Shmulevitz Shlita, b'shem his father, B'chaim Shmulevitz Zatzal. In any case, getting back to the kasha, the Rashi Mikinoin says that since the ground is b'mokum kavua, it's not something that got left off someplace. The ground in any one place is a question of Dava Kavua. If it's kavua, kemechza mechza dami. So you can't go basaroyevs. In that case, every place in Eretz Yisrael should be also mano. That's the kasha. What the Rashi Mikinoin says is interesting, but it's also controversial. What the Rashi Mikinoin says is that the halacha of kavua kemechza mechza dami is only when it's sad, which we want to call kavua, is only when it's identified clearly. Once it's clear, it has an identity of chumra that it will asur up all the other tzadim. The kol this that we say kol ad sofik that's nerla mochum kavu is only a kavu which is a davar bar. This is what the Rashi Kinnayin says. In which case he says, if we don't know bechlal which place in Eretz Yisrael it is, if we have no idea which place in Eretz Yisrael is us, which is mutter, the whole Eretz Yisrael is one big tzavik. Then the halacha is that we don't have a halacha kavu chmechza mechza. We go back to the klal of Teish Chanui, so we go Basarev, as Lina Basarev. Adkan Dvar Vagdoshim Shel Ha Rash Mikinoin. The problem is many Rishonim don't hold that way. There is a Teish in Nozir Daf Yud Beis that seems to indicate like this opinion, but this for sure many Rishonim, most Rishonim that do not subscribe to this opinion. In which case our Kasha is back at Kasha. One of the approaches that's discussed by Gedolei Achronim, obviously the Rashi Mikinoin doesn't hold that way, but one of the discussions is to say as follows. The question is what the nature of the Isser Adoma is, right? We have the Pasuk by us in the Sugya Vegal Rufo where the Mokoim, which was the place over there that the Vegal Rufo was buried, becomes also Bano. We can look at that as being Halacha. In the same way, there are certain things in Kodshim and other dinim that become osur bahano. Let's say the Trumas Hadeshin, the ashes that were performed, the Trumas Hadeshin every morning in the Beis Hamikdash, they had to be gotten rid of even after the mitzvah was performed, which would normally be what's called in Sugis Hashas Nasa Mitzvosoi. And Bederek Klal Anitz Nasa Mitzvosoi is not osur. The Moshul Chometz, after it's burnt, the ashes would be mutter. It's Nasa Mitzvosoi. It's already, you were Mekayim already the mitzvah of bir chometz. The ashes are mutter. The Trum Sadeshin does not become mutter. The halacha is that even after the Nasa Mitzvah, it still blives also vano. The same is true. We have in our sugya that the same is true by the place, the Nachal Eson, the place where the Egla Ruf was carried out. We could look at that as a simple Isra'ano, but it's more severe in scope. And that at last there is no heter of Nasa Mitzvah. So we could say maybe something different. We could say that the issur is not per se in the ground. It's not that the ground becomes a cheftza of Yisuri Hano. But what we could say is that the issur becomes a, there's an issur, so to speak, in the people to treat that place as a regular place. Not that the ground becomes a cheftza of the Isura, but that there's an Isur on us to treat that place like a normal place. What that would mean, there's such a raid in the Chavis Das and other poskim, that the Isur is not an Ifsa cheftza, with the ground being, there's the famous Kasha, Chassam Sefer, brings as a Kasha, he says that there's a klal by Avodah Zarah, ground, Karko Island does not become Osam Bano. It's not an object. Objects can become Osam Bano. When we speak about Osam Bano, we're talking about something which we cannot use. When we talk about ground, we're not talking about something. It doesn't have a shame of an object which could become Asamana. Of course, it could be my ground, my land, your land, my house, your house, but it's not an object which could become Asamana. Says the Chassam Sefer, he doesn't understand the din of Nachal Eson that it should become Asamana. He doesn't understand. This would seem to indicate the approach that we're suggesting, that maybe it's not a din in the cheftz of that dom, it's not the ground as an object which becomes Asabah. No, it's the ground, the work on the ground vis-a-vis man, the Isser is an Isser Gavra on all of us, on everybody in Klal Yisrael, to work on that piece of land because that ground represents something, but not that it's chalin it a shame chaticha di isuro, as if it was let's say we'll give another the Trum Zadeshin, let's say the Sor Lazozel after when tumbling down the mountain it was mechapa for Klal Yisrael, it's a cheftza di isuro, that type of thing. It's not a cheftza di isuro, bas b'cholov chometz, these things are chaticha di isuro. There's no isachok ano that's chal on the ground. The ground cannot be used because we have to make the point. The context of the way of the shiurim that we previously discussed would seem to also understand this way. The isser is not an isser in the ground. The isser is an isser on man's relationship with the ground. That relationship is normally a relationship of the Rabbanu Shlom making man a in between Shemayim and between Oretz. The Rabbanu Shlom normally gives Hashemayim Lashem Veha Oretz, no son of Neodom. That's normally. But in a place where there was a blatant disregard of that value system, of the inherent Selam Alekim, that there is in the person that was left thrown onto the ground without any dignity, without any Selam Alekim, in that sense, we have to reinforce the idea of Kibit Selam Alekim Boro Isom. By what? By treating that ground as a place which is like similar to an Eir Nidachos, which is outside of the, the tchum of human endeavor. We have to treat that place as a place where we don't connect. We can't use that place for our purposes, for planting, for reaping, for sowing. Why? Because that place for us represents something which is not connected. It's like Arura Adoma Bavuram. We can't use that place. We've been kicked out of that place, similar to Adam Harishon, if we want to use that concept. Adam Harishon, kind, they were kicked off the ground. They were exiled from the land that they inhabited because they didn't have that relationship anymore with being that in between, that go between Shemayim and Eretz. They can't use that place anymore. So too, the ground of the Egla Rufa ceremony is not the ground in terms of a Cheftza de Surah, it's the ground in terms of a Yachas, in terms of a relationship, man and the ground. That's one Nakuda. So that maybe would be a possibility of being Miyash of the Kash of the Rash. We cannot if we don't want to use his teretz, which is anyways totally in a big Machlek Sushainim. There's another point over here. The Masho, over here in Daf Memvov, in the previous Daf, sends us to a very interesting Targum Yonison, which the Gemara doesn't bring, but Targum Yonison is Divrei Chazal. Targum Yonison on the Pasuk of Egla Rufa that was carried out says that what happened is, he says like this, Targum Yonison says that when the Pasuk says, V'nechaper, that the kapara will be performed, Targum Yonison says the Ruach HaKodesh was, that there would be a kapara. What would happen? Where we mechaper on the Ritzach? Targum Yonison points out that what happened was toiloim, worms would gather, and they would go until, they would form a line, they would go until the place where the Ritzach was, Bezdin would follow the toiloim, they would find the Ritzach, and they would kill the Ritzach. Now, this is problematic, because since when do we pass Kandin and Nefoshes based on a, call it natural, it's not natural, obviously, it's supernatural, but since when do we use that as a basis for a psak of Mrs. Bezdin? So Rabbeinu B'chai says that the Medrash is referring to that the Toiloyim would kill the Ritzah. That's not what's mashed from the Targum Yonison. The Mashal brings the Targum Yonison certainly in the context of Bezdin killing the Ritzah based on the Toiloyim. What we see over here is that whereas every other Misa, one has to go through a ceremony. There has to be a procedure of Mrs. Bezdin. Misa Ritzach could be different. Of course, there's the regular dinim of Edim and Bezdin. You have to learn all the students in Sanhedrin. Whatever's over there, if any other Mrs. Bezdin, is true also of Mrs. Ritzach. But Mrs. Ritzach also represents something. If we want to say this symbolically, the worms are the rat of man's body being put into the ground. That concept of worms coming out of the ground are certainly symbolic of the decay of man. In that context, we understand the Ritzach is the one who brought into the world, in this context, he left with a total zuzl, he left the dead body of his victim on the ground, and what we were discussing is very apropos. What it means is that the Ritzach brings on himself the psakilu, which is gepaskin by the Toloim, so to speak. It's not Beznu paskin. The Toloim, the ground paskins on him, because that's his Einish. His Einish is an Einish of ground. That's what we're talking about. If we want to say this more halachadik, what we find is that the dinim of Ritzach are somewhat different than the halachas of other Mrs. Bezin. The halacha of any Chai Mrs. Bezin, if the one who's Chai Mrs. Bezin made a run for it, and we're not able to kill him in the way, or for whatever technical reason, we're not able to carry out the din of Bezin, there's no din to kill him in another way. There's no din for us to knock him off. There's a din for us to carry out the Psak of the Torah. Retzeach has a din that if we can't kill him besayif, which is the din of Mrs. Bezin for Retzeach, kill him with any other, the Gemara says, Zarejim, kill him with any other oinish. The Rishonim explained that what that means is that besides for the Psak Din that's on Ritzach, there's a Kiyum in a Ritzach of Biar Torah that there should be a Kapara for the blood that was spilled. It's a Psukum then, the Masay. Ritzach represents more than just the Maisaver that he did. He represents an injustice. There's a Dinam Goyal Adam. Where do we find that if somebody doesn't have every, he could be shot down by somebody else? What's this Goyal Adam? Because a Goyal Adam represents the blood that was spilled. Like the Pasuk says by Cain and Hevel. In that kind, the Goel Adam is the one who makes that right. That's why there's a din of Goel Adam. The whole idea of Golos that a Ritzach goes. And the Golos is also a separation, a nituk from his place. Mino Adoma, Novano, Tia, Mino Oretz. Same concept that we're saying by Egla Ruf. In that context, we understand that the Misa of Ritzach is different than the regular Misa. It could be that the regular Misa's best can't be carried out. The Misa that was carried out was a kapora of the disgrace that was done to the ground, man. The whole idea of Tzel Malakim, the way we described in the Ritzach, that's the fitting hashlomo to the end of the story of Egla Rufa and the end of the process of Egla Rufa, the Kapora would be carried out by the Teloim who represent that decay in the ground going to the Ritzach, and then we would carry out that Psak. That's the final part of the Kapora. To the point where the Gemara in Ksuvas Daf Lamed Zayin has a Havamina, that if Egla Rufa was carried out, and then if we would find the Ritzach, let's say two days later, Edim show up and they made on the Ritzach, there was already a Kapora. The Gemara says, the Pasuk La'aretz Lo Yechupor. Why should there be a Havamin over here that if something was carried, Egla Ruf was carried out, it would be Mechapar on the Maisaver? Yeah, because the idea of Kaporas HaRoitzeach is the idea of the blood, the idea of the Tzelem Alekim being avenged, so to speak, could be that was in the sky by Egla Ruf. So Melo, that would be Mechapar also for his Maisaver. Kamash Malon, that his Maisaver is still a Maisaver, and that doesn't go away just because we were Mechapar on our connection to what went on, but as an individual, here the we would give him an einish as an individual. If he was to be found out with Adim, with Hasro, with the whole procedure of Mrs. Bez, then we would kill him for his specific ma'aseh, not much for our association with the tragedy of Egla Rufa. So that's some of the inyonim that come out of the sugya. Besides, for being an interesting sugya in halacha, Chaim Kanievsky Shlita wrote a whole Sefer, Nachlas Esan, the Alochs of Egla Rufa, but as we saw, it's also a fundamental discussion of some of the basics of Kedusha Sachayim and the Kedusha that's represented in the Tzelem Alekim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.